Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's trending?
God dang!
Brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly's certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today.
Number one on what's trending, the Dodgers and Blue Jays, game one of the World Series tonight in Toronto. Blake Snell gets the nod. The Dodgers are minus 154 favorites. They're also favorites in the series overall. I believe it's the rookie going tonight. Yes, I don't know how to pronounce his last name for the Blue Jays tonight. The rookie who has been pretty darn good, but that's a hell of a spot for a rookie.
Game one
World Series. I'll side with Blake Snell and the Dodgers tonight, but 7:01 first pitch.
Yeah, I would say that that's part of where at least we run into that. Next up on What's Trending, the streetcars officially been expanded in Missouri. That way, it's all the way down to UMKC officially.
They had
a little celebration. The Roo was out there, the mascot, you know. Got to make sure that you get that way. But it's big. You know, October 24th, it's now. The Main Street expansion is complete and open for riders across the city. So another spot to go in the city.
Well, nice. Also big for the World Cup. We know the World Cup's coming here in the summer, and streetcar is going to be a huge part of the transportation aspect for the hundreds of thousands of people, potentially, that are going to be coming into Kansas City for the World Cup. Elsewhere on What's Trending, we're going to talk college football in 10 minutes with Gabe DeArmond from Power Mizzou, because Missouri has a huge top 25 matchup in Nashville taking on Vandy. The Tigers are slight underdogs in that one, trying to keep their college football playoff hopes alive. Diego Pavia, one of the Heisman candidates at the top of the list, one of the favorites at this point in time. And then you got KU, K-State, 11 a.m. kickoff right here. In fact, on 96.5 The Fan, as the Jayhawks host the Kansas State Wildcats, KU trying to snap a 16-game losing streak for 16 years. They've been able to beat the Kansas State Wildcats.
As we wait for Gabe DeArmond, we can talk a little bit about the KU-K-State Sunflower Showdown version of it. Because you've got Kansas winning for the first time in 16 attempts, which would certainly be there. Lastly, on What's Trending, Brian Daboll was fined $100,000, the Giants $200,000, and Cam Scataboo $15,000 for the injury concussion protocol took place for Jackson Dart. As you remember, Brian Daboll yelled at the medical professional as he was trying to take a look at him. So Giants got a hit, big fine. He got a big fine. And Scataboo, who went into the tent and was also not allowed to do that, was fined $15,000 as well.
Yeah, I think the NFL had to do that. Like, we could have our issues with how the NFL handles things, but the optics were terrible. If you guys remember, it was a couple primetime games ago, and Jackson Dart got hit pretty good. And he was on the field for a little bit, stalling, I think, to get his way to the medical tent. And then Dable was mad at the team doctor and the independent neurologist for going through concussion protocol. And then Cam Scadaboo interfered with the evaluation by opening up the blue medical tent and peeking his head in and checking on his guy, which, okay, you're like, well, what's wrong with that? You can't interfere with the evaluation.
Yeah, trying to make sure the guy's not concussed.
So it was a bad look for the NFL, and I think everybody expected the Giants to get fined. I think maybe the Scadaboo fine is surprising, but they want to make sure other players don't feel like they can just go in there, interfere with, it's supposed to be an independent evaluation.
Correct. And the second that you've been yelled at by the head coach, and it did not help that he came back in the game. You know, like, had they ruled
He was
out-
cleared. He was cleared.
I know, but eventually. Like, I'm saying, like, that doesn't somehow help the optics, even though it's probably accurate, Gold. Had they ruled him out for the game, even if Dable yelled at him, it's like, well, they still followed the rules and all this, and I assume they did. But yeah, you just can't. You can't yell at the independent evaluator being like, get my guy back in the game. Come on. Concussions? That's crazy. The KUK State game, which I want to talk about for a minute before we talk to Missouri side with Gabe DeArmond of Power Mizzou coming up in about 5 minutes. This feels like a very high-scoring game. And what I like best about it, Gold, is that you're a Kansas grad. I didn't go to KU or K-State. I view it as a massive game for Klieman's job security at K-State. Ooh. As in, there's already some questions because they're in a down year, even though they gave him the extension. But if you start losing to a team that Kansas State fans just straight up aren't accustomed to losing to. First off, Kansas was a laughingstock for a while. Now they're a credible team. They have a team that, for a while this year, looked better than K-State's, but maybe they're about the same this year. At home, Kansas is favored, but at the same time, Klieman can't lose to a team. You can't have a bad year and lose to Kansas. This goes to any Ohio State, Michigan. You can have bad years at big schools. Don't also lose the rivalry game if it's capable of getting. Not like you're facing the number one team in the country. This is a capable game for K-State.
So, of course, it's a huge game, and it's one, if you're Dable, and you want to have it. It doesn't look good. I don't think his job's in jeopardy this year at all, no matter what happens the rest of the season.
Not this year, I just meant in general, the long term.
I don't think Chris Klieman has anything to worry about job-wise for this season, based on what he's been able to do, which is have a lot of success, actually, in his time there. I view it on the opposite end for KU. I think you're Lance Leipold. You have this not been able to beat your rival. You clearly have, you know, recruited better than they have in a while. There seems to be great momentum with your program. This year, you had higher expectations than maybe where you're trending. But you're taking on a K-State team that appears to be having a down season. And you're at home. This is the last year you're going to have, you know,
Jalen Daniels.
You know, Jalen Daniels, who only has two picks on the year. He's been really efficient. He's not making mistakes. This is, it kind of feels like if it's not this year, then when the hell is it happening? It's been 16 years. I actually think there's way more pressure on Lance Leipold to get this done. Like, this is a coin flip type of game. I understand the line says KU is a 3.5-point favorite, but like, this is a coin flip type of game, given it is a rivalry. But I think Leipold needs it more than Chris Klieman.
I think it's very much a coin flip game on paper. Like, I don't think that, I'm not like uber confident on either side of the coin, Kansas winning or Kansas State winning. I think I would pick Kansas State to win. I think you said you'd pick Kansas to win. But neither of us are coming here and be like, yeah, we're for sure that that's going to happen. We just all seem to agree that it's going to be high scoring. Look, there's pressure on both sides. I'm not trying to pretend that there's not.
Do you mean like head coach pressure, like job security pressure? Or do you mean team pressure?
No, long-term job security
pressure. Job pressure, I think, is Klieman. The team is Kansas. But I like Lance Leipold's. Lance Leipold is not going to be under any pressure anymore.
Neither coach's job is in jeopardy.
The game itself.
Not for this year.
Yeah. It is just, if you are Kansas, you lose your 16 years in a row. I don't care who the head coach is. It's time for you to win, for crying out loud, program.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I just feel like when I start diving it into coach, it feels more on climate. But I don't disagree in the, like, Kansas football, and this is where, like, it took them a long time to get out of the doldrums. They are still not some world-beating, unstoppable monster of a football program.
For sure.
But they are at least a passable football program who wins games and gets to go to bowl games sometimes. But I part of me, Gold, if you're just mentioning program stuff, this is where I kind of agree with you in the sense that you got to make sure you get past some of these markers still to absolutely prove you're still going in the right direction as a program.
You've lost for 16 years. Yeah. 16
bigger
years.
Program thing for me than I mean,
I think it is a shootout. I know it's supposed to rain tomorrow, but it's not going to be all that windy. I do think both KU and K-State offensively can move the football. All right, a game later on in the day, massive college football playoff implications, top 25 matchup in Nashville, Vandy and Mizzou. We go out to Columbia to check in with Gabe DeArmond from PowerMizzou.com. Gabe, it's good to have you on the show again. I think we had you on earlier in the year. We were asking you, you know, at that time, how big of a game, I think it was KU-MU. All right, here we go again. They already had Alabama a few weeks ago. Where does this one stack up for Eli Drinkwitz and the Tigers?
I mean, as of right now, it's the biggest one they've had, and that's kind of how these seasons work. As long as you remain in contention, if you win, the next one's always bigger, regardless of, you know, what the name is on the other jersey. I know, like, Vandy, yeah, they played Alabama and they played LSU, but the truth is this is the biggest game they've played this year, too, because it's later in the season.
It just feels like both these teams, it's like it's the winner has a really good path to the college football playoff. And the loser, it's a long shot, right? Like, world's going to be hard. You're going to have to win out, not screw up once for the rest of this season. That's why it feels so big to me.
Yeah, the best way I've heard it described, it's not a play-in game, but it might be a play-out game. Because the winner has work to do, but you keep your chances alive. I would say, you know, I don't know how they set probabilities and all that, but I think the winner of this has probably a better than 50% chance to get there. The loser, I think, significantly lower, because like you said, they got to go 4-0. They both got two road games left. They both play two ranked teams. Like, it's mathematically possible, but it's going to be real tough.
Ahmad Hardy has been awesome this year for the Tigers. Last week was a tougher go and a gritty win for Missouri. Going into this game and now seeing how I think more and more people have been talking about the lack of a true deep threat in the passing game for Missouri, Ahmad Hardy obviously is a huge factor in the game, but is there a scenario you can see Missouri winning on the road in this spot if Ahmad Hardy is, you know, shut down by Vanderbilt?
Shut down the way he was last week? No, I don't think so, because, you know, Auburn should have won that game. They just continue to find multiple ways to lose games. If Vandy holds him to 50 yards and holds Missouri under 100, I don't think Missouri can win. Now, I don't think he has to, you know, have some of the games he was having earlier in the year against Louisiana and KU and things like that. But I do think he has to have, there has to be more room to run than there was last week. And this Vandy defense, like, it's good. The numbers are good. I do not think they are as good up front as Auburn and Alabama are.
Auburn's got a lot of NFL guys on the defense, right? So we assume Missouri will have an easier time scoring in this game.
Yeah, I would certainly think so. I mean, I will be surprised if 20 points wins this game. I felt pretty good going into last week that 20 points would win that game, you know, and there was a lot of revisionist history. I mean, we talked all week last week. It's going to be an ugly game. It's going to be low scoring. It's at night on the road. This is not going to be easy. And then it wasn't easy. And we all kind of freaked out and said, oh no, Auburn's no good. Maybe Missouri's no good. Well, maybe they just won a game where they didn't play their best in a really tough spot.
I got to say, part of it, and this is going to go to like talking about Bo Prabula, they eventually got the game winning score, right? They get the win, all of those things. But in back-to-back games, it's the fourth quarter. He's got the ball in his hands. He's got a chance to win this game or get back in the game or tie the game from whatever, right? Have a chance to win the thing for Missouri, and he looked bad in those drives in the late fourth quarter. Well, at least in the first game.
Right. Against Auburn, he went 5 for 5 and got them to the 30-yard line. And then they had a play where neither one of their offensive tackles blocked anybody, and he got sacked. You know, I had a bunch of people say, you can't take that sack. I said, I don't know what he's supposed to do. Like, he had nothing to do in that situation. You know, so I don't really – I thought in the Alabama game he made mistakes and he didn't really make up for it with big plays. In the Auburn game, he made some mistakes. He also made up for it with making some pretty big plays. I mean, the 3rd-and-8 throw to Kevin Coleman in overtime to set up the game-winning touchdown was that was an elite-level throw.
When you look at the down the field stuff, how real do you think that is? People talking about their inability to get the ball down the field.
Oh, I think that's a real thing. I asked Drinkwitz about it actually last week before the Auburn game, and he acted kind of surprised, like, I didn't know we had all these problems I need to go check out. But it's a real thing. They've thrown, I think it's now 17 passes, more than 20 yards in the air. in seven games, and it's the fewest in the SEC. They've completed, I don't know, seven or eight of them. Like, it hasn't really been there. But they did take a couple shots against Auburn. One of them was basically a punt on that last drive and got picked off, and that's fine. But earlier in the game, he took a deep shot to Marquise Johnson, and it wasn't complete, but they ended up getting 30 yards of penalties on that play. So net gain there.
We're talking to Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com here on 96.5 The Fan. Missouri defensively is obviously been a huge reason why the Tigers are where they are at this point. You're going up against Diego Pavia, who is slowly climbing up the Heisman odds. I think he's got the fourth or fifth best odds to win the Heisman, depending on where you look. How do you feel about the Missouri Tigers defense trying to slow down Pavia and the Vanderbilt offense?
Well, that's the key, is slow down. You're not stopping him entirely, right? I mean, Alabama did the best job against him this year. The second half was very good, but they also did a good job in part because he turned the ball over twice inside the 20-yard line. You know, he doesn't make a ton of mistakes, but he can make them. I think if you ask me what I'm most confident in about this Missouri team, and this is not just tomorrow, this is all season long, it's that defense. You know, they had two pretty costly plays against Alabama. Third and 24 and fourth and two. But like, other than that, when this defense has had to make a play, it's made every single one. And the offense put them in some real bad spots against Auburn last week. And that defense, I mean, Auburn had first and goal at the 5 and third and goal at the 1. And Missouri held them to a field goal. And if you don't hold them to a field goal there, you're losing. Because if you go down 21-10, that game was over. And Missouri kept him out of the end zone. So I think this defense will do enough to give them a chance. I don't know if it's going to be enough to win, because I think that's much more reliant on the Missouri offense tomorrow.
What do you think the crowd split will be? Obviously, Missouri fans, SEC fans love going to Nashville. So
yeah,
Vanderbilt gets a lot of road fans, you know?
Right. I'm interested to see. It's less than it, I mean, in past games, you know, I watched the LSU Vandy game with my wife, and I said, that place looks so different than it did last time I was there. Not just because, hey, it's bigger and they've spent all this money on the actual stadium, but like, there was an actual atmosphere. Every time I've been to Vandy, it, like, you could count the fans, you know, and like you said, it was more than 50% visiting fans. Now, look, there are still more visiting fans than any other SEC stadium there, I'm sure, but I would assume it'll be a like, I can't imagine this is going to be an even split at a Vanderbilt home game.
When you look at, just out of curiosity, Eli Drinkwitz and where he is with the organization, any fear there in Columbia that he might go swimming in bigger waters, Florida or some of these other schools?
Yeah, you know, I mean, what I've said is, look, the only one person's opinion matters, and that's his. And he's not going to tell any of us what he thinks. And nothing's going to happen for 7 weeks. Like, let's get through this season and see where it goes. Now, my belief, based on what I've heard, is that people around here feel pretty confident that he's going to stick around and be Missouri's coach next year. But, hey, obviously there's a lot left to play out. I think you can make a coherent argument in 2025 that Missouri is pretty close to as good a job as Florida. 10 years ago, nobody would have said that. Now, look, even if you say Florida's better, that gap is much, much closer than it's ever been. I mean, he has a team in its third year in a row with a chance at a college football playoff. Florida has had no chances at that. And he also, it's up and running. And if he takes a step back and he goes 7-5 next year, nobody's going to try to fire him. That is not true in Gainesville, Florida, as has been proven over and over and over since Urban Meyer left town. You know, I think he's got a pretty good setup here, and I think he knows it. But, hey, we'll there will probably be a couple nervous weeks after the end of the season.
Lastly, Gabe, do you think the Tigers get it done tomorrow?
Yeah, I picked them. I just think that, you know, for all the talk of, hey, this game's between two teams that are never in this situation, Missouri's actually been in this situation some over the last few years and haven't always gotten it done by any means. But, like, this is the third time in a month Vanderbilt's playing their biggest game in 75 years. And I think that's really hard to just get up and continue to do it time after time after time. So I think Missouri can score enough You know, I think it's going to take, I think you got to get to 27 to win this game, but I picked Missouri 34-24.
Gabe, appreciate it, man. Enjoy Nashville. We'll check in if this thing keeps rolling in a couple weeks.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
There you go. Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com with us here on 96.5 The Fan as Missouri has a showdown tomorrow at 2:30 against number 10 Vanderbilt. And essentially, we were talking about the crowd and the setup there at Vandy.
It used to be like 70% road fans there for a long time. But if your team's good, more people from your team show
up. It's the same thing Heisman candidate with Indiana. It's the exact same thing.
Heisman candidate in Diego Pavia, top 10 team in the country, all this momentum. Yeah, the simplest way to get fan support, as we all know, I don't care what sport you're playing, is very simple. Win games. Whoa. It is not that complicated. Clark it sounds simple. Really nice it's job. Not simple, but if you can start winning, people will come.
I mean, look at the tickets to, like, Lawrence is a really good example of that.
Sure.
Gold, you used to be able to get to even a game against Kansas State. In Lawrence, Kansas State, Gold, you could be in there for $30. You'd be sitting all by yourself on one half of Memorial Stadium, surrounded by purple nerds, still be empty seats. Now, what's the get-in price? What would it cost you to go? What would it cost you to go get in and watch some Kansas football this weekend? A few $100, I bet. Like, I don't think it's cheap because if you
looks like depending just to get in, $83.
Yeah. So I mean, it's
secondary market. Yeah, 93 with fees to get into to the game.
And I think they finally done like Mizzou's doing the end zone completion and everything like that. They're still doing the construction. Vandy's been doing that the last 2 years. I think they've got it fully done. So, you know, facility wise, like,
yeah, it's nice
being able to get stuff, even for Missouri side of things, being able to get that construction and the upgrades with the suites and all that other stuff.
Gabe brought up what I think is a really interesting thing to follow over the next 5 years in college football, which before we had no debate on what it was a better job. There for 40 years, if you would ask me, what's a better job, Florida football or Missouri football? Like, are we insane here? It is Florida football. That is a better job. I still think there's an advantages in Florida that he could get.
People call me a hater. People call me a hater. Florida to me is still a better job. People call me a hater, but that's fine.
But I think that Gabe is right that it is closer than it used to be.
The gap has closed.
Indiana is closer than it used to being a better job than some of these other schools. And there are reasons to stay in some of these jobs that did not exist before. So NIL has brought it closer. It has shrunk the gap. That if, let's say Florida is a better job, that you might say what he just said. Well, it's a better job, but it's not so much better of a job that I'm leaving here and the comfort of the situation I have here and the job security I have here. I'm not leaving. It's not that much better. It's better, but it's not that much better.
It depends on the coach, too. Yeah. Like, every coach is going to operate differently. What is their family situation? You know, where are their ties at? All that comes into play. I don't think we can say it's the same for every single coach. You know, it's going to vary. Sure. For some coaches, like, they have a goal in mind. They know exactly where they want to get to. And as soon as that particular job opens up, no matter how great things are going at their school, they're going to jump. Some coaches, they're fine being where they're at. They think they can continue to have sustained success. They feel like they got the NIL backing. They like their relationship with the AD. That's the other part. If you have an AD you don't like, then you're way more likely to jump ship. If you have a good relationship with your boss, then you're like, all right, I can stick around here for a couple more years.
I don't remember that happening at Kansas ever.
I mean, that's so it's interesting, but it's a massive game tomorrow in Nashville. All right, here in about 10 minutes or so on Cody and Gold, we will get back into the Chiefs and look around the NFL a little bit more. Some other games that impact the Chiefs, plus the random question of the day. But let's first get to...
Just because you love something doesn't mean you're good at it. But Alex Gold and betting on sports?
Pretty, pretty, pretty good.
It's time for Golden Locks.
All right, let's get to some of these. First, as you know, we update on our Circa Million. So myself, Cody, Rob, Dusty, Bink, Speck, we all have a Circa Million entry. It's the big contest out of Las Vegas.
1,500 people.
Yeah, 1,500 entries, quarterly prizes, millions of dollars on the line, all this. Last week, we got back on it. 4-1 week. 4-1 week.
All
so
right.
That was
after
good.
After the 2-3 week, that was needed.
Yep, so we are tied for 135th. So let's get another little 4-1 week. I was looking on our spreadsheet because we all submit picks and then majority rules on that. And we kind of narrow it down and we have to submit 5 picks by tomorrow morning. So looking at our sheet, it looks like there's consensus on 2 picks right now.
Okay, they are.
And it looks like the consensus is number one on San Francisco getting 1.5 on the road at Houston.
Is it weird to feel better about that if Mac Jones starts? Because it just feels like first start back with Brock Purdy, something will go wrong.
I still would rather Brock Purdy start. The biggest thing last week we saw from the Niners is when Kittle's on the field, even if he's not getting numbers, it opens things up for Christian McCaffrey in the run game because he's a great blocker and all that. And the Texans, that offense. You know, last week we had Seattle minus -3 against the Texans. No sweat there. Nope. I think a similar thing here, and I'm getting a point and a half. So we all kind of like San Francisco. And then this one, it feels a little trappy, but Bears getting 6.5 against Baltimore. Lamar Jackson's going to play, it looks like. But I think they got other problems besides just having Lamar Jackson play.
Yeah, like defensive problems. Massive defensive problems and not as many weapons as they'd like there in Baltimore. I don't hate either of those. I'm not anti those. I'd say top 3%, by the way, even if you factor in all the people we're tied with right now. Top 3% in Circumillion.
Yeah, I need to be in the top 100, though.
We need to be there. Right now, we're in a respectable spot.
We need to get in the top 100 so we can get into some money here.
What's our quarter ranking?
I don't think we're good enough 200? To win the quarter
prize. No, I'm not taking that. Yeah. You got
to
be top 4.
I'd have to look. Last night, I did have the Chargers minus -3. They obviously coasted. One other game I like. This weekend, college football, Ole Miss, OU over 54.5. I think that's points all over the place. Another week where Oklahoma's quarterback is removed from the injury like that. And then Mizzou fans will call me a hater. That's fine. I like Vandy minus -2.5 against Mizzou.
Earlier on the Twitch, one of our followers over there was asking, like, hey, I got a free bet. I won a Cody and Gold anytime parlay. And I told him you were on Kate anytime touchdown. And I told him you were on Kate Otten in our workplace once, yeah. So that was the pick I gave him.
It is a national tight end day on Sunday. Now, it doesn't mean that all of a sudden every single tight end is going to score, but last year, 15 different tight ends did score. The year before, 7. The year before that, 5. And then 2021, 8. So I don't know if we're getting 15 of them, but, you know, some coaches have a bit more of a, you know,
soft spot in their heart for national tight end day. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I like Kate Otten of the Bucks to get a touchdown this
weekend. That's why I chose Jack Stoll.
Who? Honestly, never heard of that guy in my life. Who the hell is that?
He's a tight end for the Saints.
But I think start?
No.
Good luck.
I don't know. I honestly don't.
Honestly,
in
this contest.
Do you know who he is? Are you sure he plays football?
Yes, he has. Come on, man. Jack Stoll? He's got 5 catches this year.
Oh, okay. All right.
One of which is in the end zone.
Yeah.
So, honestly, we do a picks contest here at work, and I just choose the most extreme long shots.
You be the leader, I think, of it.
This would not be.
Cody's looking for his first hit.
A good suggestion
on that.
Well, that's because he's been picking.
I know. He's hoping for one.
His only touchdown, by the way, was in that game against Seattle, in which they got absolutely boat raced 44 to
13. So he was in a garbage time. So you better hope that the Saints are getting throttled in this game, too.
Those are some golden locks. Some golden locks heading into the weekend. Of course, brought to you by Circa Sports. Sports betting the way it should be is coming soon to Missouri with Circa Sports. December 1st, again, is the day where you'll be able to bet in the state of Missouri legally on sports. Up next, some of the other games, non-betting-wise, some of the other games we're intrigued by can impact the Chiefs in the AFC West, plus the random question of the day on
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Cody and Gold.
Somebody trying to claim I got tips from the FBI yesterday. That's why I said Jack stole. Oh, they told me. They told me, you know.
I will say, if he does score a touchdown.
None of these long shots are ever going to hit for me, but that's what makes them fun. On the in-house one, right? This is my hard-earned dollars trying to see if I can squeeze out a Jack stole bet.
Mm.
A little more looseness. Who's in first?
Are you going to be locked into the Saints? Yeah. JT is in first. I'm in second. And then I think Bink's in third.
Respectable, Drew.
Yeah, we have an in office. We pick an anytime touchdown, and it goes all year. And for the most part, Cody and I decided we're just taking long shots every week. Now, the last 2 weeks I haven't, and of course now it's hit.
What's crazy is if I hit, I will be in first place. That's how quickly it takes. That's how quickly it moves.
Yeah, pretty soon, though, you're about to be in a category where you'll be too far behind that, even if you hit a 12-1.
I'll be in like fifth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's a gift card on the line. It's not actual money involved.
So you know what?
That's all. That's all.
Give
this contest.
CeeDee Lamb this weekend.
I'm here to win.
You're on CeeDee Lamb.
Yep.
Okay. Coming up in 8 minutes, we're going to get to the random question of the day. We are 25 minutes away from a little fan club Friday,
right,
brought to you by Jay Rieger & Co. We'll have Sarah from Jay Rieger joining us in studio. We'll have Miss Dugan, who is a middle school teacher in the area that happens to have a massive social media following as well for some of her very creative and hilarious videos that she puts out on Instagram and TikTok. So we'll have some fun talking football. We'll talk life. We'll talk Halloween is a week from today as well. A lot to get into. And then what's the cocktail of the day?
Oh, guy, I got to pull it up. Sorry. I've already pre-mixed
it. You ready to make this thing?
It's called Tiger's Head.
Tiger's Head.
Oh, man, it's a good sign for Vandy.
That bodes well for Missouri, yeah.
So bourbon, lemon juice, simple syrup, and then there's one more ingredient. Let me remember in my brain when I made it earlier. Falernum, which is not one you're... Caribbean style, or it's like it's made from there. It's like ginger and almond and lime. It's like a flavored...
Okay.
Liqueur.
Perfect. So that'll be fun.
That's
1 o'clock hour today.
Although I'm told Miss Dugan's not a big whiskey drinker, so she'll be enjoying a nice canned cocktail from Jay.
Hey, those Electric Park cocktails are very good.
Very much so. So she'll be enjoying that instead.
All right, let's get back into the NFL this weekend. Today's a unique day because Monday will be all game day stuff. We'll be talking Chiefs Commanders. And so we get a chance to step back and look at the rest of the slate a little bit more on a Friday than we typically would. And I'm really fascinated to see what the Bills look like. Out of the bye, yeah, they're playing Carolina. I get it. Carolina has 4 wins. Andy Dalton's going to start at quarterback. Not Bryce Young, who's dealing with he's listed as doubtful.
It kind of helps him. It kind of feels
I think
like,
so.
I don't know, man. Bryce Young just looks so
for
off,
this
so.
Game, I think it does. The Bills, yes, they have Josh Allen. He's incredible. He's going to do his thing. James Cook is the real deal as well. Their defense, though, has looked terrible all year. They have allowed everybody to be in a game with them just about. Now they're coming off a bye. And so I want to watch Buffalo.
Did they fix
anything defensively? They got some guys banged up still. I saw their injury report a little bit earlier today.
Guys that are already out.
We know the Chiefs have them after this week as well. So that's why I'm keyed in on it. But does the Bills defense look better? If it does, then okay, we can have a different conversation. If Andy Dalton, even if they lose, if Andy Dalton's slinging around and the Panthers are able to run the ball, because Andy Dalton will probably be asked to be a game manager more than anything. If they're in this game late against Buffalo, then I'll feel even better about the belief that the Bills are going to be a team where anybody can beat them on any given day, truly, not just like the cliche stuff people say
The two games I want to see the most this weekend, one is Buffalo against Carolina. And I know that that sounds sacrilege, again, for the obvious reasons you mentioned there. Buffalo is currently 17th in points per game on defense. If you're asking yourself, why does this Buffalo team feel different than any other? Go through year by year and look under Sean McDermott and Josh Allen where the Bills defense ranks points per game. Last year was a down year for them, and they were 10 spots higher. In 2023, they were the third ranked defense. In 2022, they were the second ranked defense. In 2021, top five again, gold. So this is a defense or a team that has largely kept itself alive because of defense. And so if you look at last year's Bills team, which admittedly, in my opinion, did not feel nearly as dominant as the previous year's Bills teams. Well, their defense wasn't as good. And now it's even worse. Now they've slid even further down the chain on here. And so unless they solved some of their problems in the bye week, that one, I'll be honest, the other one is Broncos at Dallas. This division is really interesting. And the Broncos don't have some end of the world, you know, like their schedule's not like uber tough, right? Not that anybody's is. They got plenty of road games left and divisional games, so like they can lose as many as anybody. I can't figure out Denver. I'm having a tough time with them because they've got the most wins in the division. They're in first place. They've earned it. They have played back-to-back games on New York-based teams, both of which they've won, both of which they definitely could have lost. And they don't look really good, but they also beat Philly, who I think is a good football team. Maybe not a perfect team, but that's a good win. Beat the hell out of... So they've won four in a row. And the only one that I'm really impressed by is the win against Philly. And so, like, I just don't know where they are. I don't know where Denver is. And so I kind of want to just... And they should have beaten Indianapolis, the best team in the AFC. Should've. And so I obviously think they're good, but how good? Dallas feels like a team that could trip them up. I'm just kind of... That game intrigues me a lot.
I think Denver wins, but yes, I want to see how they handle the emotional win from last week. I told you, I actually think a win like that, coming down 19, ends up winning 33 points or whatever it was in the fourth quarter, I think that parlays you into a long stretch of to me, where they're going to get on a roll. Like I expect the Broncos to start rattling off multiple wins heading into the Chiefs game in whenever that is, 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now. That's Thanksgiving, isn't it? Or not Thanksgiving, the week before Thanksgiving, something like that. So I think that's what's about to happen for the Broncos. I like them quite a bit, actually, against Dallas.
So here's the Buffalo game, and back on that for a minute. And maybe you're right. I think they're a better team than Dallas. That's why I want to watch the game, right? Some of these things are like tests for what my eyes can't compute for the rest of it. As pointed out by ZM Lopez over on Twitch, the Bills have had the weakest strength of schedule so far in the league.
Yeah, them and the Patriots.
275, the combined winning percentage of the teams they faced. So they're 4-2. We've pointed this out. Their four wins are against teams who have a combined three wins. It's not exactly murderer's row. But they also, I give them more platitude than I do Denver in a lot of ways because I've watched them go to the AFC Championship game and I've watched them win their division a bunch and have all this success, gold, and be a team that, you know, contributes regularly. And so I fear more what they could just open in that regard versus the rest of it. And so I am paying close attention to that. It's always nice to have a Sunday where you can just freely watch, because I want to watch the Ravens too. I want to see if they look good with Lamar.
Great red zone
day.
Very
interested in a Ravens Bears game.
Great red zone day. I'm planning on just sitting around watching football all day. Got some friends and stuff coming to the town, as we talked about, for the Commanders game, and so probably just going to go somewhere. I did tell them because they want to be on the Kansas side only because they want to be able to
wager.
They want to wager. So I said, well, then you're a month too early, because in December you'll be able to be anywhere in the metro area and do that. If that's
so, you guys
are going to
do the sports book at Hollywood? What do you think?
I don't know if we're doing, if they want to do sports book or they just want to be on a bar or whatever on the Kansas side. And so that'll be Sunday. But
your city's on a state line. You got lots of choices.
Yeah, that's what I said. They're like, well, how far? Right, we're staying, because they're staying near the plaza. They're like, well, how far is it for us to get to Kansas? I go, oh, like 8 minutes. From the plaza, you're like, if that, maybe 5 minutes, actually get to Fairway from the plaza very quickly. You know what I mean? So
you guys will find a spot to watch the game.
Yeah,
that I'm not,
they won't have
about
a problem. But you're right about the Ravens too. You know, that game, I think a lot of people are looking.
They lose, they're done.
You know, 1-6.
They're done.
That
we don't
point.
Care anymore.
But if they win and Lamar looks great and the defense shows signs of improvement, suddenly everybody's like, okay, maybe I can see a run. It's amazing how quickly it can shift. But at some point, they have to win games. And that point is now. They are lucky, in my opinion, to get to 9 wins when this thing is all done.
And they still have to have a lot of things go their way. But if they lose, it doesn't matter. There is no solution or math that allows them to be a playoff team. They're just going to have to not be a playoff team, which happens when you lose your starting quarterback from time to time. And it probably didn't come in a great year. Gold, if they had lost Lamar Jackson, and they've lost Lamar Jackson for games before, if they had lost Lamar Jackson in a year in which their defense was the normal Ravens defense, they're probably right now not 1-5, but 2-3, or 3-3, or 2-4. They find extra wins. But because Lamar Jackson's hurt and their defense reeks, well then, yeah, what are they supposed to do? They weren't going to make that work magically. That just creates a completely different problem. So yeah, I'm not overly worried about it at the moment.
Random question.
Random question today brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today. For you, Gold, for you, Drew, text line 913-586-7965. Of course, you can always watch the show on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and Facebook. Like, we've got our fan club guests coming up. You can watch them over on the video stream if you want. Coming up in about 15 minutes from now. Question I have today is about something that took place in the city. Today, the streetcar expansion made it all the way to UMKC. Obviously, 2026 is a projected timeline to get it the rest of the way to the river area. Yeah. Where they're hoping to have that in place before the World Cup, and it should be in place before the World Cup to help people get to and from places as it relates to that. So the question I have for you today, though, is if you could add two stops to the Kate, the streetcar, and take it anywhere in the city, Kansas or Missouri side, don't care. Where would you like the streetcar to go next? Let's just say the world is open and you can dream any imaginable area in which you want to do it. What are the two places you're taking the streetcar to?
Yeah, I mean, the easy answer, since I don't have to worry about the financial implications, which would be massive for this, and that's why it'll never happen. It's obvious, obviously, to the airport, but financially, that'll never happen.
So the airport's one?
Yeah.
Where's two?
No, there's not
your house?
Sure.
You just want it like straight to your apartment?
South Overland Park. Sure.
So you want to be able to get on it outside your house and take that. But you can, occasionally we don't have to pay for parking when we go up to the airport.
Yeah,
so
I'm going a week from Wednesday. I'll be doing that. But it'd be nice if I could just take a streetcar up there or a light rail.
If you could park for free or the streetcar, you take the streetcar?
Yes.
Okay.
But again, I recognize for those freaking out that are driving, it ain't happening because the financial cost to extend the streetcar to the airport doesn't make any sense.
I would say, so because I miss living in that area, houses, I would take one easy route. I'd add a stop to Waldo. Just get me from Brookside the rest of the way. Just take that thing the rest of the way up on the trolley track trail where it used to be anyway, and get my ass to the part of town I used to live in and like going to, because it's already coming to the riverfront, which means I'm only like an 8-minute drive for a streetcar the rest of the way down to Waldo. Perfect. For me, I can still my wife and I used to go eat at like a restaurant there called Bella Napoli. But I want to drink some wine or have a cocktail. I don't want to drive. I don't want to take a $78 Uber to get there. If you're telling me I can get in the streetcar in a few minutes, take it the rest of the way to Waldo, I'm in.
Yeah, it's airport or
airport's pretty high.
Wherever you think the stadiums are. How about that? So like right now it's the complex. But if you think one team is ending up in Overland Park and one is going to, staying
stadiums, then that's the dream scenario. Yeah. Oh, God, please.
Again, we're ignoring the financial implications. What about you, Drew?
No, this is a hypothetical. Yeah. This isn't a realistic conversation.
Yeah. I mean, the stadium is the obvious one, I think, for me, just because of the parking costs. So, like, you tell me I get to skip parking and you drop me off a half a mile from the stadium and I walk there, sign me up. I think the airport is also another really good one, but I'm going
to
say
none of us travel enough for like the airport to be one that I'm not cashing in the airport. I'll just get there.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'll just say downtown. Just give me, because from Legends, from where I live, I don't know how far the streetcar extends, but I mean, if it came out to Legends, then you can get me downtown or to Power and Light.
Everybody's just choosing their own places.
Yeah, someone said, curious, why do you say it doesn't make financial sense? I mean, I don't have the exact dollar amount in front of you, but I believe at one point they said it was going to be like $400 million or something to expand it to the airport, another $400 million. And I think I'm way off on that too. I think the financial cost, which has gone up every single year, or will go up every single year, Right now, they just expanded it by with $351 million. That's for the current one. The actual cost to go to the airport?
Probably more than that, I would guess.
Way more. By the way, the $351 million was just for 3.5 miles.
Mm-hmm. It's expensive.
So,
you know, by the way,
how many
some
miles
other countries are better at building mass transit for less money?
Well, that's
money.
A whole different conversation.
We're not the best at building mass transit for affordability, even though it should be cheaper.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the one thing. You know, say what you will about bigger cities, and everybody has their own gripes, but it is awesome that I can land, pick any city, you know, most major cities, you know, Chicago or anywhere else.
Yeah, and get the L.
Yeah.
I like being able to occasionally take public transit. Doesn't mean you have to do it all the time, but the fact it'll be gold. I can get from Riverfront to where I teach at UMKC as of next year, right? That's pretty good. That gets me pretty
Will
fun. That means I can get
though?
South Plaza.
Will you use it?
To go to UMKC, I'm usually coming from here.
Fair enough.
So probably not. But will I take it from Riverfront if we're going down to the plaza for food or if we're doing... Yeah, I might. There's no reason why... If it makes sense for what I'm doing, I am interested. I used to take... And I don't know if this really matters. When I was working here early, I used to ride my bike and take the bus pretty much everywhere I went for about a 4-year time period when I was attending UMKC. I rode my bike to the Tivoli and I rode it to Webster House at times. And I took both the bus system, the MAX, which went from Waldo all the way down to Webster House. And I used to take or ride my bike down the trolley track tail to the plaza when I worked at Seasons or back and forth. So I've used public transit in the city a decent amount.
Yeah.
If you're telling me it's easier and better, hell yeah. Because the bus system in the city stinks.
It does. And obviously our public transportation system in general has a long, long, long ways to go. But they're trying to make some improvements before the World Cup. And the streetcar Main Street extension is part of that.
I think the mayor will be on the afternoon show.
I believe
today,
Mayor Lucas will be on with Carrington. I'm sure they will ask him about the stadium stuff as well. So you want to listen, I don't know what hour, I'll be honest, but from 2 to 6.
Text lines maybe trying to get in my class from the 816. Cody, what do you teach? Other than the lessons I teach on this show?
Yeah.
Every Thursday? How did lessons. So at UMKC I teach radio and television performance and a podcasting course. What was yesterday's lesson on from Jay Binkley?
Well, Jay filled in for you. We said, hey, you're substituting for Professor Tapp. And we said, non-sports lesson, please.
Okay.
And his was him complaining about Halloween and saying that adults are ruining it and that adults shouldn't dress up and have fun around Halloween.
Why are we ruining it?
Because
it's a kid's holiday.
That's what he said, which I said, you're out of your mind. I go, just have some fun. Live a little, you know?
So he thought no. Did he have some evidence to back up the ruining of it, or just mostly
he doesn't
just,
like seeing
he
everybody
putting you all on your plates
he didn't
for
like
class.
People posting on Instagram their photos and all this.
He was saying also the whole like couples dressing up together is something that he doesn't care for at all.
Oh, he's anti the couple.
And
costume.
Then it got yes, into a whole correct. Conversation. Bink obviously is not married. He's been and he's openly discussed his divorce or whatever and stuff on the air. And some people, it turned into like, Bink just hates happiness and marriage.
It wasn't even the Halloween thing, wasn't it? Where he was talking about, it was the Joe Flacco thing. Bink would be in heaven just the same as Joe Flacco would be sitting alone in a bar because, as he said, I believe, quote, the wife's not nagging you, is what Bink said.
So that isn't my take on it, but I will say the older and older I get, the more I enjoy an activity in which
you're alone.
No other people are involved. Yes. Mm-hmm. As in, I don't mind sitting at a bar top at a restaurant by myself. I don't mind going to a movie by myself. Yeah. I don't mind any of those things. And maybe it's because my kids are just loud and my house is loud and everything that exists. Like I went on that field trip yesterday. It is an assault on the senses. I don't even blame the guy for being.
I was riding on the school bus.
I didn't ride. You
didn't have to do that.
They don't
you?
Let you do that anymore. You got to just meet him there. You go check into the
That's
school.
Smart.
Really?
That's
get
smart.
A sticker. Oh, hell no. It's a safety thing. Okay. They don't let me get on the bus. I just got to drive out there and meet him there, which is what we did. And that's fine.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Cody. There are certain things that I enjoy doing by myself more, like golfing. I don't mind golfing with other people. I actually prefer to golf by myself.
You enjoy it better just walking the course on your own?
It's like that silent time, you know?
I think I would play
some music.
If I had to golf by myself, I'd get to like hole 13, and if it was going bad, I'd be like, well,
enjoy nature.
Yeah, golfing
put these
by
clubs
yourself,
in the bag and call it a day.
Enjoy nature.
I guess it's for some people, they view it as no different. I would feel like golfing by myself would be very boring.
Well, I don't know. Like, sports activities I don't want to do. But, like, I wouldn't go to a bowling alley and just, like,
okay, yes,
bowl by myself.
Correct. I agree. I wouldn't do that either.
So, like, I think you got to be good at the sport in order for that to be that.
Text line says, Bink told all the adults yesterday, this is true, that Halloween's for kids, and then he proceeded to call them all little bastards. That's what Bink said on the show yesterday.
Yes, I should have saved it. I didn't save the...
Bink did say that.
I didn't save a drop. He called them that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting. That's a...
You knew he was going to have a controversial lesson.
Yeah, but I don't feel like I should have given him more instructions. This doesn't feel like he taught you anything at all. Lectured the class.
Yeah, he definitely was a lecture. Yeah.
I wonder if we had an actual lesson planned, if we would have been better off learning something if we just told Bink to just teach us about Mac football, you know, or the Sun Belt.
I told him it could not be sports. That's the whole point. It's not supposed to be sports.
You didn't want to learn about that.
Well, that's where his Bink...
He could have taught you to change your oil or something.
We got to go out in the parking lot.
Does Bink come
He
across?
Could describe it. There could be visual aids. Binkley definitely used to change his own oil. I don't know if he does now, but yeah, I guarantee you there was a time.
Probably.
Well, let me text him right now. I'm sure he'll. Oil.
He's probably honestly, listening right now.
Anymore, when changing your own oil, the cost isn't worth it. It's like, it's not that much more for me to pay somebody else to do it. And I don't want to get rid of the oil. So I guarantee you. Could have taught you to change a tire. He could have taught you some stuff, you know? Maybe change an electrical outlet. He could have just done some handyman stuff. But instead, he
Bink comes across as a handyman.
Yeah, I guarantee you Bink used to fix some stuff around his house. Don't you think?
Yeah, probably so.
Honestly, it'd be kind of weird if he didn't. If it turns out he was just like, Bink's been hiring TaskRabbit this whole time. This doesn't sound
right. I mean, that comes in handy.
No, but I'm saying that doesn't seem like Bink.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying people can't use that service. I'm saying that doesn't seem like something Jay Binkley would do. That's or would have done.
Bink said
his
it's
prime.
Been years, but yes, he did used to change his own oil.
There you go.
Shout out to Bink.
So he could have taught you that.
Yeah, correct.
Instead, he took it as an opportunity to bury you all. You know what? In fairness, there are teachers like that. So, you know, it's a real mixed bag, teachers. We're going to have a teacher in the next,
yeah,
I don't know,
up,
10 minutes.
Coming up during fan club Friday.
He did substitute teach before, Cody. He actually did. Yeah. When he said was 21, I think.
He gave us an example that said many, many years ago, he substitute taught and some poor kid came up and hair was soaking wet. And it turns out he got like a swirly and Bink's like, I was about to laugh. And imagine Bink handling that situation.
Oh, yes.
The worst substitute for that moment.
He said, I had to put my smirk away and act like I was all mad.
Bink might have been holding his feet.
Oh, jeez. As the substitute teacher?
Kid was in a Halloween costume and Binkley was like, let's get this kid.
He was encouraging the behavior.
Reminder, thinking of Halloween, next Friday we're going to be out at Community America Credit Union for the Red Friday tailgate, which is also going to be a chance for you to wear whatever you want for Halloween, and it'll be the Blue Springs location. We'll be out there. I know they have two. We'll get the exact address for you next
1800
week.
1800 South Outer Road.
There we go.
Boom. I have no idea why I have that memorized,
good,
but
good.
I
there
did.
You go. There you go. We'll be out there next Friday for another Red Friday tailgate. Looking forward to that. Up next, it is a Fan Club Friday brought to you by Jay Rieger & Co. We will have Sarah from Jay Rieger in studio. We'll have some drinks. We'll talk some of the things we discussed about already. And we will have Miss Dugan, who is very, very popular on social media, happens to be a middle school teacher in the area as well. That's coming up next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.